Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, today is Data Protection Day. We all know about the likes of Facebook and Google and how they collect all sorts of information about us. So how can we protect ourselves? And are there alternatives? Here's News Talk technology correspondent Jess Kelly. Afternoon, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Now, a question you've been asked a million times.
Yes.
Is your phone listening to you? When you say, I want to buy a nice pair of shoes, suddenly there's adverts for shoes. How does that happen?
So I know that you love conspiracy theory. So I'm going to give you the straight answer and then we're going to go to conspiracy theory territory. So the straight answer is no. The tech companies say that they are not listening to your conversations. However, pretty much every person that I have had this conversation with over the years can give me at least three examples in the recent past where it happened. I put that very question to Facebook about a year ago, and a Facebook representative told me that the Facebook algorithm knows you so well by the information that you input that it can predict what you're going to be talking about. That is an actual answer that I got to that question.
Yeah.
Now, I, you know, myself have had encounters of it whereby I've been in meetings talking about best birthday parties and I mentioned my 9th birthday in Leisureplex, and you walk out into the office and suddenly there's an ad on Instagram for Leisureplex. So there is a fear factor there. Also, we need to be aware of the fact that our phones now have these voice-enabled assistants. So if you have an Apple phone, Siri is only dying to hear the word Siri. And Google phones, Android phones, are only dying for you to say, hey, Google.
Mm.
They have to be constantly...
Every phone is just lit up in this room now.
And I apologize. Yeah. So those phones are constantly listening out for those keywords. And when they hear those keywords, they're triggering. Therefore, they have to be always listening.
Is it also... a fella I know told me this, that it's to do with location services as well. While they don't know... people can look and say, they won't know it's Jess Kelly's phone, but they'll know your phone is right beside my phone.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go, well, Jess Kelly is just about to buy a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I've got adverts for shoes on my phone.
Yeah.
Is that a factor?
There's an element of that. So it is based on your location. I leave the News Talk building every day and I walk by Stephen's Green Shopping Centre to get the Lewis home. When I do that, I get a notification from Google Maps every day of the floor layout of Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. It just happens automatically. It's the way I have my Google Maps set up. It's the same when I'm travelling. If you're walking by a big mall, you get notifications. The way this is going to manifest itself over years to come is that you'll walk into Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, you'll be on the first floor, and you'll get a push notification because you are female or you're someone who's looked up hair care products in the past, and you get a push notification for Claire's Accessories, for example, to buy new bobbins and a hairbrush. All of this information that we are carrying around on our phones and inputting is impacting our day-to-day experiences, and it's going to come more and more into the real world.
But then, as a start, should we perhaps turn off location services on our phones?
Okay. If you want, absolutely, but then you lose a lot of convenience factors. I, as someone who talks about this and scares the bejesus out of people all day, every day, I still have my location settings on because I want the convenience factor and the benefits that I get from having it on. For example, the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre is one example. If I am in London and I'm lost and I want to get to a coffee shop, I can just put in coffee and straight away it knows where I am. I can give me the nearest locations. Mm. All of those things are very beneficial to me. The creepy side, and just if you're near a computer or your phone, open out your Google app and go to myactivity.google.com, log into your Gmail address, and you will see every place that you have visited. You will see how long you've spent there. You will see how long you got there. You'll see the route that you took. You will see if it's a new place, if you've only visited once or visited multiple times. If you visited multiple times, when was the last time you were there? All of this information is stored there from the second you signed up to a Google account to this very second. And what we sometimes forget is the fact that Google is more than just the search engine. There's the Google Maps, there's YouTube, there's your Google Home that you're asking a million questions a day. All of these different devices are obviously connected in the back end, and we don't think of it that way. So I can see everything from the fact that I was listening to Atomic Kitten in 2009 to the fact that I asked my Google Home to turn the lights on the TV at 7:15 last night. All of these things are synced in. The bit that creeps me out, and it goes back to your original question about the phones, is that when you go into myactivity.google.com, you can see a little voice symbol. And if you tap on that, you can actually listen back to the snippets of conversations that Google have clipped of me. So there have been legitimate ones of me saying, I'm going to do it again, I'm going to trigger everyone's phone. But I can say, you'll hear me say, OK, Google, turn on the TV. And it will play that audio clipping back. But you also have snippets of me, you know, having a bitch and a moan to somebody at home because it was triggered accidentally.
Mm.
But it's stored 3 seconds of that information and is there in this archive, should I so wish to go back and have a listen.
Okay, that's all the terrifying. Now, is there an alternative to Google? Because everybody seems to feel there isn't.
There are alternatives out there. DuckDuckGo is probably one of the most famous ones. And the key thing about DuckDuckGo is that they claim not to personalize the ads and not to track you as you go from site to site.
Mm.
We all know, say if you're going to a wedding in Kildare and you look up hotels in Kildare and then suddenly all of your ads on Google are based on Kildare.
Mm.
DuckDuckGo don't do that. So there is that alternative there, should you so wish. They still offer up ads, but they're not personalised and based on your previous search history.
Okay. And how come then a search engine like that isn't more popular?
You know, it's because as much as we give out about it, we do like the connected nature of having our Gmail and our Google Calendar synced up to our search engine so that if I go to look on Google for, you know, Paris, it'll pop up saying, well, you're flying here on Ryanair flight, whatever, 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 on this date.
Mm.
And it's offering me personalized and enhanced services. The thing that we have to remember is that we are absolutely doing a trade-off. For the convenience factor, we are trading some of our privacy. Personally, I'm not too freaked out about it, but then I've gone out of my way to read up on it. I think the worst thing is when you don't know what's happening and then suddenly something weird happens and you get freaked out that Big Brother is stalking you.
Yeah, and presumably there are alternatives, and now free ones in terms of email.
There are. Again, there are a number of different platforms. A lot of the other ones that are out there either have clunky interfaces. So, you know, if you log into whether it is Outlook.com or whether it's Gmail.com, everything is very clean and very user-friendly. A lot of the other ones are, because of the nature of them and because of the security, they're not as advanced in terms of the look. This Proton Mail is, again, another prominent one, which would be very secure and would say that they don't scan your email or anything like that. But in terms of compatibility with the likes, you know, and I say this and I know I'm going to get crucified, but, you know, I like the fact that I can have the Google Docs to sync with all the different features that come with it. So you are trading off, as I said, the security and the not snooping on the emails for in lieu of all of those different services that are added on.
Right, okay. So, I mean, there's perhaps an argument for a Proton account if you're going to have an extramarital affair or something like
would
that.
Would you be arsed, is my
I know,
question.
It's a lot of work. I know, yeah. It's, you wouldn't be bothered. So today is a data protection day.
Mm.
Is that a kind of a token thing, really?
No.
Given that most people are going to, as you say, make that trade-off.
No, I think it's an important day because you should use it to go through things like youractivity.google.com and go through what information is out there about you. You know, if you've ever opened an incognito tab and put your name in and just see the amount of information that's out there for you, see if people can get onto your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram. If you embarrassed or uploaded some embarrassing videos of yourself in YouTube when you were in college, all of those different things will come up if you just do an incognito search. And take some time to bring your information back. We sometimes feel that the genie's out of the bottle and once you put it up there, it's there forever. There's an element of truth to that. But all of these big tech companies are under massive pressure now to give us, the user, some of the control back.
Mm.
Facebook are harping on about this a million times over. I was out with them last week and they are saying that transparency is key for them. So you can now go on and you can see what information other people can see about you. You can delete information if you want. You can download your entire Facebook archive and see everything from what it thinks you're interested in to you know, what ads you get to see. All of this information is there if you bother to look. And that's why days like today are important, because it kind of just acts as a trigger for people to get the initiative to do it.
It strikes me, though, it might be kind of handy in the kind of, I was really drunk last Friday night, how the hell did I get home? You can actually look up your route.
It's so handy. Not
yeah.
even
or
that.
Or you might want to know, but...
No, I do it all the time. So, you know, if you forget that, you know, where you stayed in Barcelona 7 years ago, you can just go back in to your search. You can find the date that you know you're in Barcelona, and it will tell you every single place that you went to.
Okay, yeah. You see, you're kind of making it sound good as well.
It's great.
Awful. Jess Kelly there. Thanks a million, Jess.